We're now on agenda paper seven. Okay. Longevity swap.
Okay, thank you. At its November 2014 meeting, the interpretations committee discussed the issue of longevity swap and tentatively decided not to add this issue to its agenda. We received one comment letter. It suggested explaining that the requirement of paragraph 115 of IS 19 only applied to a plan asset that meets the definition of a qualifying insurance policy. We suggest adding such a statement about paragraph 115 of IS 19 and about the definition of a qualifying insurance policy as presented in Appendix A of this paper. We would like to ask whether the Interpretation Committee agrees with our recommendation to finalize this decision and the wording in Appendix A of this paper.
Okay, let me clarify because what you just said as I heard it was not what I read in the agenda. Let me see if I understand where we're going. We have a longevity swap. The first question is it a qualifying insurance contract? If yes, account for it as a qualifying insurance contract. If no, account for it as a plan asset. Is that what you're saying or what you intend to say?
Yeah, actually, we are just trying to explain the existing guidance regarding in IS 19, as you mentioned.
Okay, that wasn't quite answering my question. I'm not trying to force your hand. We have guidance in 19 about qualifying insurance contracts.
Yeah.
Which it inherited from FAS 87, I think. If it's one of those, we know how to deal with it. If this is a longevity swap bought from Charlotte, because she's not an insurance company most of the time, it's a plan asset at fair value. Correct? Charlotte's not an insurance company. She can't sell you an insurance contract in the UK. So it must be a plan asset at fair value. Is that correct, Michael?
That's how I understand.
That's how you understand. Is that okay?
But there are two ways to measure fair value, as implied by this issue.
Okay. I'm still not sure we're communicating here. Maybe it's just me. Let me go on. Other comments and questions on this one? Tony and Bob, and then Reinhardt.
So I think the question we got asked was whether or not you should separate a single longevity swap into two pieces.
Right.
And account for part of it as if it was an insurance policy and account for the other part at fair value. I think where we landed was that we said, and this is in the third paragraph of the tentative agenda decision, that these aren't widespread, but it would seem that the existing practice is to account for them as a single instrument. And I think I'm comfortable with finalizing the agenda decision on that basis. I do have a comment about the additional language that's been added to the agenda decision. So IS 19 prescribes in a couple of circumstances a kind of curious method for measuring the fair value. So for a qualifying insurance policy, it says you measure the fair value of a qualifying insurance policy that is a plan asset by reference to the measure of the liability that is being matched. If you have a reimbursement right or an insurance policy that doesn't qualify as a qualifying insurance policy, you would apply the same measurement method. You'd measure the fair value of that instrument by looking at that reimbursement right, by looking at the liability. what the additional words say quite specifically is you would not use that method to measure the fair value of a longevity swap that was accounted for as a single instrument. And I agree that they're a direct lift from the relevant paragraph in the standard, but my sense is that existing practice is to look to paragraph 115 in the absence of a specific prohibition, and it seems an odd outcome for us to mandate that when you account for a qualifying insurance for a longevity swap that's in an asset position, that you would measure it differently to the same way you would account for economically similar instruments. So my recommendation would be to finalise the agenda decision without the additional paragraph.
Thank you for restating what I thought I understood. You were more articulate than I was. Bob?
I think I understood that. A couple of points I wanted to make. First, though, on the question that Wayne was asking as to if this was a swap with Charlotte, then it can't be a qualifying insurance policy. But I thought that in 19, there's a footnote that specifically talks about that it does not need to be specifically with an insurer.
Good point.
So that these could. I like the addition in, sorry, separate point. I like the addition in the agenda decision. I think that's helpful.
Okay. Reinhardt and then Charlotte.
My comments were going to be very consistent with Tony's. And so like Tony, my preference would be to finalize the agenda decision without the additional language.
Okay. Charlotte, we've already observed, Bob has observed that you can sell one. But
I was going to say I can't. Because it says, the footnote says, a qualifying insurance policy is an insurance policy issued by an insurer. And then it says, the qualifying insurance policy is not necessarily an insurance contract, but it implies or that it still has to be issued by an insurer.
Yeah.
So you couldn't, I could never issue an insurance contract or an insurance policy. So it's still the counterpart is still relevant, which seems stupid to me, to be honest, but for one, or whatever the technical term. I mean, it does seem odd, and it sounds from what Tony was saying that people are ignoring that paragraph.
That paragraph 115 tells you how to value a qualifying insurance policy. People are saying the economic effect of a longevity swap that is in an asset position is exactly the same as having a qualifying insurance policy, and therefore they measure the longevity swap on the same basis.
Charlotte?
I understand that, but there is a lot of sort of gap where an insurance policy treats it as financially, the economically the same thing as another policy, and they are treated differently.
I understand.
And it seems odd that you can override that in the circumstance where normally I'm bound to treat a derivative as a derivative, even if it looks like an insurance policy.
Okay. Bonnie? The question there, I guess, at hand at Bonnie is with or without? I'm waiting for Bonnie.
Sorry, I'm...
Why don't you think about it a minute and we'll let John come in. How about that?
That's great. Come back to me.
I was just going to agree with Tony. I mean, I think paragraph 115 tells you how to account for qualifying insurance policies that are part of plan assets. It doesn't say that it should only be applied to qualifying insurance policies that are part of plan assets. So I mean, there are other requirements for how you account for plan assets, generally at fair value, but 115. So I think the additional wording is reading into 115 something that's actually not in 115.
So you would not?
I would not add those words.
Okay, Bonnie?
Yes, taking into consideration some of the comments from the other committee members who may have more experience with these types of instruments. It's interpreting something that shouldn't be in paragraph 115, then I don't think this wording needs to be added.
Okay. Those who would favor the agenda decision as originally issued, or as issued for exposure without the staff wording.
10 in the room.
10 in the room. Bonnie has said yes. Bob, I think you're the no. Okay, so we go ahead without.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.